following program is intended for mature audiences.
Modulating. It's Sunday night. It's 9 o'clock. I am P. Swan, and I am bringing you Can't Stop the Music. And I would say, as I do every Sunday night, but I have had a month of Sundays being out of town. And I've had some really excellent coverage. We had DJ Noah here for a couple of, Reverend Noah here for a couple of weeks, and Josh Bierman doing an extraordinary job as well last week. And I am delighted to be back in the saddle, having commandeered the reins from the gracious and beautiful DJ Carlito. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Well, I was up in the mountains, up in the Black Mountains, part of the Appalachians, kind of in the Smokies. It's kind of like a rainforest. But got me thinking about all kinds of music I like to listen to. I got to go to Young's Mountain Music, and I got to listen to all kinds of crazy stuff on people's iPods, and I am now back in the controls. And I am going to start, as I most often do, with an evening of covers, or just, oh, not a whole evening, just a set of covers, a good long set of covers. I've got some, I've got an Outside of Royalty this week, and it is the true royalty, Captain Kirk, William Shatner. We have a set of cat music. And later in the evening, we have a set of music about modern art. And then all kinds of diversions along the way. So strap in and hang on. We're going to start with Steve Earle's new record.
While the wicked king of clubs awoke, it was to his queen he turned. His lips were laughing as they spoke, his eyes like bullets burned. The sun's upon a gambling day. Queen smiled low and blissfully, let's make some wretched fool to pay. And plain it was she did agree.
So he sent his deuce down in the diamond, his four to heart and his trade is spade. Three kings with their legions come, and preparations sooner made. Or they voted club the day's commander. Give him an army face and number, all with the outlaw jacket diamond. And the aces in the sky.
Well, he gave his sevens his first instruction, spirit me a game of studs, sticks unscarred by limitations. And a man named Gold, a man named Mud.
Club filled gold with greedy vapors. till his long green eyes did glow. Mud was left with sighs and trembles, watching his hard-earned money go.
Flushes fell on go like water, tens they paired and paired again. But the aces home that flew through heaven, and the diamond jack called no man friend. The diamond queen saw Mud's ordeal and began to think of a long-lost son. Fell to her knees with a mother's mercy and prayed to the angels ever one.
So the diamond queen, she prayed and prayed. Diamond angel filled Mud's hole until the wicked king of clubs himself fell face down in front of gold.
Now three kings come to club's command, but the aces from the sky did ride. Three kings up on the streets of gold, three fireballs on the muddy side.
The club queen heard her husband's call, the lord that queen of diamonds joy, when the outlaw in the heavenly hall turned out to be her wandering boy.
Now Muddy checked, gold bet all.
Muddy raised and gold did call, and that smile just melted off his face. When Mud turned over that diamond ace, this is what this story's told. Feel that mud, you'll end up gold. If you feel like lost, you'll end up found. So amigo, live and raise his diamond.
About a happy valley, a swinging group who often get together for a jug of sake sometime for the chow mein soup. Everybody had a thing going, I saw, I'm sure you understand. Everything going fine till Mama-san upset their swinging plan. The happy hour began as Mr. Chang orchid rounds from 4 to 5. Mr. Ron read the songs while Jenny Chi keep the race alive. Mr. Wong and his secretary soon would become a strolling in. Another round and the happy very fun would soon begin. Saki Tumi, there was Old Man Chu and his wife with glasses held way up high. Old Man Chu making passes at the waitress when she walking by, while the missus chatted casually with the man who bling the ice around. It's pretty clear Happy Valley was a happy, shrinking little town. Well, it seems they're not satisfied. They couldn't leave their swinging thing alone. Well, they got after this Mama-san for no reason, just to pick a bone. But the Mama-san hauled off and the sake to him, well, it could be felt. On the backside, above the knees, somewhere down below the belt. To me. Before the smoke had cleared, a happy Larry group had learned a thing or two. A confusion say, no trouble, trouble, till my friend trouble, trouble too. Well, the PTA, the FHA, the CIA say, well, a shot of my mouth. 20 people pack their bags and catch the morning rickshaw heading south. Saki Tumi, 20 people pack their bags and catch the morning rickshaw heading south.
Little bit frightening, 'cause they fought called Ruth Expert Tammy. There was Funky Tammy from Funky Town. They were chopping them up and they were chopping them down. It was an ancient Chinese art. Everybody knew their part. When it seemed like Benji Flip. Yes, everybody was gone too fast. Those cats were fast as lightning. Was a little bit frightening. They fought with expert timing. There was little Billy Chin and Benny Shamiton. Yeah, here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. Well, the player went from the hand and they bowed and took a stand. And the heart just made a sip and they kicked me in the ribs. Everybody was going to fight him. Was moving frightening. And if all we there could have it. Oh, oh, oh.
If this is loud enough. Peace Swan here. Back in the set of Can't Stop the Music. Started off with the beginning of the set of covers. We had Steve Earle with Mr. Gold and Mr. Mud. Ray Wong Riley with Happy Valley CIA. And Girls on Top doing a kind of jug band version of Kung Fu Fighting. We're going to continue with a few more covers. Fred Schneider of the B-52s with Harry... Trill Nielsen, Harry Nielsen's Coconut.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one. She paid it for the lime, she put the lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. Put a lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor!
Ain't there nothing I can take?
Oh, Doctor!
To relieve the steady
ache. I said, Doctor!
Ain't there nothing I can take?
Oh, Doctor!
To relieve the steady ache.
Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank them both up. Lime and coconut, drink them up. You put the lime in the coconut, you call the doctor, woke them up.
Said, Doctor!
Ain't there nothing I can take?
Oh, Doctor!
To relieve the steady ache.
I said, Doctor!
Ain't there nothing I can take?
Doctor!
To relieve the steady ache.
You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah! Feel better. Lime and coconut, drink them down.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Call me in the morning.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one.
She paid her for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank them both up. Put the lime in the coconut. She called the doctor. Woke him up. Said, doctor.
Ain't there nothing I can take?
Oh, doctor.
Speech verbatim as it was intended to be heard is Emmy Award winner and Master Thespian, Mr. William Shatner.
Soaring through nature's finest. Denali, the great one, soaring under the midnight sun. And then the extremes in the wintertime. It's the frozen road that is competing with all of its ice-fogged, frigid beauty. The cold, though, doesn't it split the chichacos from the sourdoughs? And then in the summertime, such extremes. Summertime. About 150 degrees hotter than just some months ago, and then just some months from now. With fireweed blooming along the frost heaves and merciless rivers that are rushing and carving and reminding us that here, Mother Nature wins. And it is, as throughout all Alaska, that big, wild, good life teeming along the road that is north to the future.
All right, men. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. Up. Down. Up.
two, three, four, five, six. Pyramid. Reach up, down, right, up, and left. Up, right, up, left. Up, right, up, and left. Up, right, up, through center. Up, and through the legs. Up, and through. Up, down, up, down, up, stay with it, up, down, up, down, left hand, right foot, hold, two, three, four, switch right, two, three, don't bounce, left, two, three, four, right, two, three, hold center, stretch, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Walk hands out. Two, three, four. Stretch the calves. Six, seven, eight. One, two, three. Feet together. Press right, left, right, left, right. That's it. Right. Both heels down. Press. Two, three, four. Walk hands in, bend down and up for four. Bend down, two, three, four. Straighten, two, three, four. Down, two, three, four, and up. Two, three, hold. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Bend right knee, two, three, press, left, two, three, four, bend both knees, roll it up, stepping right leg back, press, two, three, four, five, six, feet together, and change, left, two, three, four, five, six, bring it up, feet apart, side, stretch right, three, up, left, two, three, and up. Right, two, three, up. Left, get ready, waist twist. Left, two, three, center. Right, two, three, center. Left, two, three, center. Right, left shoulder rolls. Left, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Right, you're rolling now. Five, six, seven, both shoulders. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Now reverse. One, two, three, four, five, six. Head rolls to the right. Right, back, left, front, right, back, left, now reverse, left, back, right, front, left, back, that's it. Now inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, in and out. Last time in, last time out.
All right, wipe that sweat from your brow. Master Gunnery Sergeant Bill Dower with Der Kommissar William Shatner covering Sarah Palin's resignation speech. William Shatner will be the subject of Outsider Royalty, so I hope you do not have enough yet of this icon of popular culture. And Fred Schneider started us off with Coconut. It is 9:23. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR. Since I've been gone so much, I thought it was time to say what's new, Pussycat. Thank you.
Whether it was the right puss in I meet, but just as I was making sure, up came a young lady. Mister, what you looking for? The pussin belongs to me. It's my pussin, my pussin, my pussin. It's my pussin. I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussin at all. I said you sound intelligent, I won't fall for that. You must show me some document to prove this is your cat. It's useless you keep telling me that she belongs to you. Madam, you don't understand, my pussin is missing too. It's my pussin, my pussin, my pussin. It's my pussin. I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussin at all. She dipped into her leather bag and brought some things to show. She did in fact obtain this yacht 11 months ago. So if you are dissatisfied and need more proof from me, mister, I will take you home and show you the pedigree. It's my pussin, my pussin, my pussin. It's my pussin. I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussin at all. So, here am I without my cat, I miss her terribly. Such a little sugar plum, she always slept with me. So what will be my position when there is rain and storm? I don't know what I gonna do, no pussin to keep me warm. It's my pussin, my pussin, my pussin. It's my pussin. I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussin at all. Take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussin at all. Take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussin at all.
Now the house lights dim. The curtains go up. And the next sound you hear will be Kitten on the Keys, an authentic original organ solo by a 7-week-old kitten. And now we take you backstage for a brief interview with our star. Good evening. Is it true your solo was performed without a single lesson? And isn't it also true that this is the first time you've played a Baldwin Orgasonic home organ? Or any organ? That goes to prove even mistakes sound good on a Baldwin home organ. If you play the radio, you can play a Baldwin Orgasonic. If you can play piano, you'll wow them on the organ. Now for a change of pace. Here's another cool cat with one of his favorite tunes.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
This song is just for you, little kitty. Now you sit here in my lap while we sing.
I love little pussy, her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. I'll sit by the fire and give her some food. And pussy will love me because I am good.
Like that, little kitty? We'll sing it again for you now.
I love little pussy, her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. I'll sit by the fire and give her some food. And pussy will love me because I am good.
You better leave.
That's our pussycat and sat there. The Detroit Cobras with Leave My Kitten Alone. Little Marcy, I Love Little Pussy. Eddie Osborne with Kitten on the Keys. And if you can play the radio, you'll sound great on an organ. I'm going to bear that in mind. Andy Gnarl and the Relator with My Pussin from the University of Calypso. And I believe that is a new release received here at the station. We start out with Walter Carlos's interpretation of What's New, Pussycat. It's 9:35. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I will be here till 11 o'clock. And once again, I do need to praise and admire my fantastic substitutes, Reverend Noah and Josh Bierman, who brought you just an amazing array of material in the spirit of Can't Stop the Music. Speaking about Can't Stop the Music and its defining features, I recently introduced a new feature called Can't Stop the Music Classico. And this week's, we're going to reach to really probably the greatest single selection to have been played on Can't Stop the Music, and that is by an unknown cassette tape producer pertaining to J&H Productions.
I would like the label industry to get with J&H Productions as for its contracts pertaining to Cincinnati beginning the tour and show that he will go on for the label industry. J&H Productions will sign a contract with the label industry pertaining to shows city to city that will be given under him and the label industry. I hope the label industry can contact J&H Productions back from the listing that he has on the paper pertaining to these contracts between the label company and J&H Productions. I would like for a response to J&H Productions pertaining to these shows that will be giving inside and outside as far as the Coliseums that he gave you a picture of on the paper. J&H Productions will give the label a percentage of J&H Productions or a percent of the gate, either one, because J&H Productions is getting ready to do shows, and J&H Productions would like to hook up with the label industry pertaining to shows. I would look from the label industry a response pertaining to these shows that J&H Production is going to give. And J&H Production will begin the shows under the label that contacts him pertaining to these cities and stars and the label and the filming and everything pertaining to shows under the label that he is getting ready to go under for these shows. I will wait to hear from you as far as Warner Brothers pertaining to J&H Productions and the shows that he will give in the Coliseums and the stadiums. I am enclosing a picture from the Cincinnati, as far as the Coliseum and the stadium right next to it. And I will like for you to do the shows with J&H Productions pertaining to Cincinnati and other cities. I am getting ready to sign off and will wait for a response back from you pertaining to these shows in the stadiums and the Coliseums pertaining to indoors and outdoors events. Thank you and have a good morning or a good afternoon pertaining to hearing this tape from J&H Productions International. I will be waiting to hear from you. Thank you. P.S. This was a tape to Motown, Warner Brothers, and Capitol to let them know where J&H Productions will be giving his shows. And after I sent it out, I got a response back from the Cavalcade of Stars under Warner Brothers. They had sent me a brochure of the agency that have all of their stars. This is some of the stars: Dolly Parton, the Oak Ridge Boys, Kenny Rogers. It's just stars after stars after stars that they have sent me from this agency under Warner Brothers pertaining to the shows. J&H Productions will wait to hear from you with a delegate from your business as far as the corporate heads of your business pertaining to setting up a contract and talking money pertaining to getting these stars and putting them to work. J&H Productions would like to know what it would take to get the stars together under your agency and put them to work with the other stars in other agencies under the greatest show ever gave in the stadiums and coliseums. J&H Productions have a letter from Quincy Jones. All the major stars, Grammy winners, is writing J&H Productions for J&H Productions to put them under the greatest show ever gave. I hope that when I get in touch with them, they can come to Cincinnati in a show, send me some tickets, and I will come down and talk to them pertaining to what it takes and the contract it takes for me to take your stars and put them in these coliseums and stadiums. J&H Productions is going to be the number one show out there on the road pertaining to all stars. All stars and events that will be giving in coliseums and stadiums and film under Warner Brothers, Motown, and Capitol as far as stars, and stars coming in as far as telethons from Las Vegas. Showtime will be the Cavalcade of Stars and the comics and all types of shows giving in these big arenas. I want the stars that's going to be in the Coliseum, that's going to make the people sway and rock and clap their hands to the beat and get up and dance in an area that will be big enough for them to do it in. My shows will be the dynamic shows ever being gave. I will be waiting and looking for the tickets or the delegate that you send me to talk to me.
Did you get all that? That is Ken South, the Music Classico, pertaining to J&H Productions. If you check my post on WRIR.org for the show, you will find the link to more information about J&H Productions. It is really a cornerstone of the inexplicable. If there are other things you'd like to have broadcast on Can't Stop the Music Classico segment or the Outside of Royalty segment, you can join the Can't Stop the Music user group on Facebook and post a request there. I will be happy to entertain all suggestions for stadiums, coliseums, and other material for Can't Stop the Music. Well, next we're going to reach into the grab bag here at Can't Stop the Music. I'm going to start with Lucky from Radio Noise.
About wrong or right, I always stuff to catch girls. I'm slippery, find a way to benefit from suffering. And benefit from suffering, but like it.
I'll tell you what happened. I don't know, man. I was one of his armies. I mean, man, I was on his side. He made us feel all right. We were the first wave in the post-war baby boom. The generation before had just come out of the Great Depression and World War II. You know, heavy vibes for people to wear. So much heaviness, like some kind of voiding of the emotion. Their music, you know, the songs life always carries. You know, every culture has songs. Well, anyway, their music was restrained emotion. You know, like you didn't want to dance if you didn't know how, which says something strange. Well, anyway, Elvis came along about 10 years after the Nuke, when the only generals America had and the only army she had were Ike and Mac, and stupor hung over the land. A plague where everyone tried to materially free themselves. Still too shell-shocked to understand to feel what was happening. Everything was getting hopeless. Then when Elvis started to rock, the role just picked up. I mean, Ravenous the Beaver showed us could only be a foretold future. Who wanted to be Ward in June? And I mean, Father never did know best. He was still crazy from surviving the war. Like there was this psychotic fall so widespread as to be assumed normal. Heavy man, you know, really. Anyway, Elvis showed us an out. You know, he showed every boy, man, and every girl, woman. There's something good in feeling good. Like a prophet for every boy, every girl, when someone's mom and dad lied. Something about him told us to be sensual is really okay. Someone's mom and dad waltzed us around. Every girl wasn't supposed to enjoy it. If she did, she was bad. And every boy, well, boys will be boys. Don't feel anything. Take what you can, marry a decent girl when the fun's done. Like no matter what we did, we all were guilty. Maybe someone's mom and dad resented what they missed. And while they were trying to pass it on us, we heard Elvis's song. And for the first time, we made up our own mind. First wave rebelled. I mean, we danced even if we didn't know how. I mean, Elvis made us move. Instead of standing mute, he raised our voice. And when we heard ourselves, something was changing. You know, like for the first time, we made a collective decision about choices. America hurriedly made Pat Boone a general in the army they wanted us to join. But most of us held fast to Elvis and the commandants around him. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, Gene Vincent. You know, like a different civil war all over again. I mean, you take Don't Be Cruel, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and Jailhouse Rock. Or you take Pat and his white bucks, singing love letters in the sand. Hell, man, what's real here? I mean, Pat at the beach in his white bucks. His ears getting sunburned told us something about old wave delusion. I mean, wanting and needing an imprisonment, we all been to those places. But what did white bucks at the beach understand other than more straight-line dancing? You know what I mean? Anyway, man, for a while we had a breather, fresh energy, to keep us from falling into the big sleep. Then before long, Elvis got assassinated in all the fame. Taking a long time to die, others seized control while Elvis rode the needle out, never understanding what he'd done. It's like we were the baby boom because life needed a fresher start. I mean, two world wars in a row is really crazy, man. And Elvis, even though he didn't know he said it, he showed it to us anyway. And even though we didn't know we heard it anyway. Man, like he woke us up. And now they're trying to put us back to sleep. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, look at the record, man. Rock and roll is based on revolutions going way past 33 and a third. You gotta understand, man. He was America's baby boom Che. I ought to know, man. I was in his army.
Nobody knows I'm crying.
There's no teardrops in my eyes. And when I call her on the phone, it's hard to realize
she wants me there. No, she wants me there. No, she's there.
Why do I keep thinking things that make me move? How much longer will I feel the way I do?
Now when do we have our last day? It seems so long ago. Stop in at the dance tonight, but I don't believe I'll go.
She wants me there. She wants me there. Not me there.
How much longer will I feel the way I do? Why do I keep thinking
that made me move? I used to have a girlfriend, but she's 6 feet underground. Now when I pass by her tombstone, it really gets me down.
'Cause she wants me there. Oh, she wants me there.
Oh, she's dead.
A public apology. Looking out over the East River from my jail cell and still running for public office, I realize I have taken several actions in my life for which I owe public apologies. Once I won a supermarket sweepstakes even though my brother's cousin was a box boy in that very store. I would like to apologize to Safeway Food Incorporated and its employees. I would like to apologize to my family who has stood by me, and especially to my wife Karen. A wiser and more loyal spouse could not be found. When I was 21, I smoked marijuana every day for 1 year. I would like to apologize for the next 15 years of anxiety attacks and drug-related phobias, including the feeling that when Ed Sullivan introduced Wayne and Schuster, he was actually signaling my parents that I was high. I would like to apologize to my wife Karen, who still believes in me, and to the Marijuana Growers Association of Napa Valley and to its affiliates for any embarrassment I may have caused. I would also like to mention a little incident that took place in the Holiday Inn in Ypsilanti, Michigan during that same time. I was lying in bed in room 342 when I began counting ceiling tiles. Since the room was square, it was an easy computation, taking no longer than the weekend. As Sunday evening rolled around, I began to compute how many imaginary ceiling tiles it would take to cover the walls and floor of my room. When I checked out of the hotel, I flippantly told the clerk that it would take 1,494 imaginary ceiling tiles to fill the entire room. 2 weeks later, while attempting to break the record for consecutive listenings of American Pie, I realized I had included the real tiles in my calculation of imaginary tiles. I should have subtracted them from my total. I would like to apologize to the staff of the Holiday Inn for any inconvenience I may have caused, to the wonderful people at Universal Ceiling Tile, to my wife Karen, and to my two children, whose growth is stunted. Several years ago in California, I ate my first clam and said it tasted like a gonad dipped in motor oil. I would like to apologize to Bob and Betty's Clam Fiesta, and especially to Bob, who I found out later only had one testicle. I would like to apologize to the waitress June and her affiliates and the DePaul family dog who suffered the contents of my nauseated stomach. There are several incidents of sexual harassment I would like to apologize for, including: in 1992, I was interviewing one Miss Anna Floyd for a secretarial position when my pants accidentally fell down around my ankles as I was coincidentally saying, "Ever seen one of these before?" Even though I was referring to my new pocket tape memo taker, I would like to apologize to Ms. Floyd for any grief this misunderstanding might have caused her. I would also like to apologize to the Pocket Tape people, their affiliates, and to my family who has stood by me. I would also like to apologize to International Hardwood Designs, whose floor my pants fell upon. I would especially like to apologize to my wife Karen, whose constant understanding fills me with humility. Once in Hawaii, I had sex with a 102-year-old male turtle. It is hard to argue that it was consensual. I would like to apologize to the turtle, his family, the Kahala Hilton Hotel, and the 100 or so diners at the Hilton's Outdoor Cafe. I would also like to apologize to my loyal wife Karen, who had to endure the subsequent news item in the Also Noted section of the Santa Barbara Woman's Club Weekly. In 1987, I attended a bar mitzvah in Manhattan while wearing white gabardine pants, white patent leather slippers, a blue blazer with gold buttons, and a yachting cap. I would like to apologize to the Jewish people, the State of Israel, my family who has stood by me, and my wife Karen, who has endured my 17 affairs and 3 out-of-wedlock children. I would also like to apologize to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People for referring to its members as colored people. My apology would not be complete if it didn't include my new wife Nancy, who is of a pinkish tint, and our 2 children, who are white-colored. Finally, I would like to apologize for spontaneously yelling the word savages after losing $6,000 on a roulette spin at the Choctaw Nation Casino and Sportsbook. When I grew up, the usage of this word in our household closely approximated the Hawaiian aloha, and my use of it in the casino was meant to express, until we meet again. Now, on with the campaign.
Oh, Steve Martin with the public apology. Before that, the Downliners sect with Now She's Dead. John Trudel, a.k.a. Graffiti Man with Baby Boom Shay. And Radio Noise with Lucky. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and you are listening to Can't Stop the Music. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile this month, celebrating its 23rd anniversary, serving Richmond's creative community as an independent, locally owned business. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, hair color, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. It is 10:02. I will be here till 11 o'clock, bringing you the inexplicable and the admirable. Yes, it is time for Outsider Royalty this week, and this week's Outsider Royalty is William Shatner, who has proven that style trumps all. And while I was away, he used his great skills to bring humor to our nation. And in honor of that, he is this week's Outsider Royalty. Not to forget that he has done many great things along the way, and if you do check my posts at WRIR.org, you will see little video about William Shatner reflecting on his magnificent Rocket Man performance. If you go to the Read More section, you'll see that infamous Rocket Man video, and and also some really sexy scenes from Star Trek, and also some a fight scene from Star Trek, which will bring back the grandeur of low tech. So, without further ado. And also, there's some links on the website about to William Shatner's homepage and to the Shatner Project, which he's been doing with his daughter on YouTube. So all that. But without further ado, let's roll them.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Start your computations for Time Warp.
Have you ever heard anybody say, "Hey, look at that bozo over there. What a bozo. But what a bunch of bozos. Like it's a bad thing." Well, I'm here to tell you what a bozo really is. Now, bozo is a clown. A clown who wears size 83 shoes, has the hair of a yak, and a big red nose, and likes to have fun. Bozo is a clown who likes to make people happy. That's what a bozo is. That's who Bozo the Clown is. Bozo is someone who loves people. Short people, big people, tall people, all people. People from all over the world. And when they find people in outer space, Bozo will love them too. That's what a bozo is. That's who Bozo the Clown is. Bozo is someone who loves to make people laugh. Doesn't matter what color you are, what country you're from, what language you speak, Bozo likes to make everyone laugh. And he's been doing it for 50 years. That's what a bozo is. That's who Bozo the Clown is. You might ask, how do you know so much about Bozo? What makes you such an expert on Bozo the Clown? Well, I am Bozo. Well, no, not really. But I'm proud to say that Bozo the Clown is my pal. And a pal is the best thing you can be.
This is an extremely primitive and paranoid culture.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do.
We'll be right back.
get you through. Laugh along, even though they're laughing at you and the stupid things that you do, because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out. Because everybody hates a tourist.
Because everybody hates a tourist. Especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life
with no meaning or control and with nowhere left to go. Roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do. You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never want your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
I'm not the first celebrity or actor who thinks he can sing and get away with it. The most famous among us, of course, is William Shatner. So, I've written a little song called If William Shatner Can, I Can Too. Shatner can, I can too. Captain Kirk's gotta sing the blues. Just another celebrity with nothing to lose. Singing for my supper with my hat in my hand. Oh, I'm Hollywood's answer to a Renaissance man. Russell Crowe was on the Leno show, singing some song that nobody knows. He's got an Oscar, now he's got a guitar. Just like that, he's a rock and roll star. Kathy Lee had to quit the show to be with her family, then the next thing you know, there's a TV special and a Christmas CD. Just ain't Jesus without Kathy Lee.
Let's go, ready? From the top. My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising.
I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like,
it's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English. That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that! Everybody knows everything about all of us!
That's too much knowledge! I can't get behind that! Yeah. What about student drivers using my streets to learn? If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio, go to a parking lot, for God's sakes! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver.
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver. If you're going to drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road.
Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. I haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me.
The leaf blowers.
Is there anything more futile?
Call alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
It doesn't. No,
yes,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes,
phone
does.
Rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Blues in just an hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Quit in terms of range.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that? Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantized, piss-corrected, nobly inspected, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Yeah. Bill, can you turn around and do one more?
Always can do one more.
Let's hit it.
Here to read Sarah Palin's tweets verbatim as they were intended to be heard is Emmy Award winner and Master Thespian, Mr. William Shatner.
Sea life near lush, wet rainforest. To energy housed under frozen tundra atop permafrost. God most creatively displays his diversity in Alaska. Tourists from across America. Here, loving their 49th state, I'm reminded one heart, one hope, one destiny, one flag from sea to see. Awesome Alaska night. Sensing summer already winding down with fireweed near full bloom. Finally sitting down to pen, listening to Big and Rich. Left you Nalakeet warmth for rain in Juneau tonight. No drought threat down here ever, but consistent rain reminds us, no rain, no rainbow.
I'm not a Starfleet commander, or T.J. Hooker. I don't live on Starship NCC-1701. Or own a phaser. I don't know anyone named Bones, Sulu, or Spock. And no, I've never had green alien sex. But I'm sure it'd be quite an evening. I speak English. And French. I drink Labatt's, not Romulan ale. And when someone says to me, live long and prosper, I seriously mean it when I say, get a life. My doctor's name is not McCoy, it's Ginsburg. And tribbles were puppets, not real animals. Puppets! When I speak, I never ever talk like every word is its own sentence. I live in California, but I was raised in Montreal. And yes, I've gone where no man has gone before, but I was in Mexico and her father gave me permission.
love William Shatner. He is 78 years old and truly in a creative prime. As he stated, that was a number called I Am Canadian. Prior to that was his recent presentation of Sarah Palin's tweets, done with Henry Rollins from his 2005 recording Has Been. That was Can't Get Behind That. Jeff Daniels' tribute, so to speak, of If William Shatner Can, I Can Too, also from Has Been, with Joe Jackson, Common People. A couple of quotes there from the Star Trek and also from a Bozo record, of which William Shatner made an appearance. What is a Bozo? It is 10:20. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I will be here till 11 o'clock when Mixtape is unfurled. But before that, I have additional treats. We do have some additional Star Trek jokes because I just can't stop.
Turning to entertainment, Star Trek fans are decrying the latest film in the long-running series as a fun and watchable action-packed thrill ride.
Yes, it was exciting, but where was the heavy-handed message about tolerance? Where was the stiff acting? I mean, it just didn't seem like a Star Trek movie to me.
I'm just really, really disappointed that this storyline made sense.
If I wanted to see young, attractive people doing cool, exciting things, I'd go watch sports.
And with us now to discuss the backlash is entertainment reporter Bree Lindsey.
Hi, Glenn.
Bree, is this Star Trek as riveting as the fans are complaining it is?
Glenn, early reviews are calling it a delightful action-adventure movie and a surefire hit.
No wonder the fans feel betrayed here.
Apparently, there isn't even one scene set at a long table in which interstellar diplomacy is debated in endless detail.
Really? I understand fans were angry that the Klingons' dialogue was subtitled because it allows the Klingons to be understood by people who haven't studied the imaginary language for years.
Yes, but most fans were more upset by the look of the movie. Mm-hmm. Heart-stopping chases, state-of-the-art CGI, and alien battle scenes that don't just look like two out-of-shape guys in bad makeup fighting awkwardly.
That's a real slap in the face for Trek fans.
Right, yes, but I think the bigger issue is that fans felt like Star Trek belonged to them, and now the studio has turned it into something people will actually like.
Whoa. What about the casting of up-and-coming young actor Chris Pine as James T. Kirk instead of the aging, bloated William Shatner?
Well, of course, that announcement was a huge disappointment for fans and Shatner alike.
A lot of the fans have been saying that this movie sullies the vision of someone called Gene Roddenberry.
Right, yes. Gene Roddenberry was the hack who created the Star Trek television show way back in the 40s or something.
So is Paramount doing anything to combat all this negative press?
Yes, they are. They've announced the DVD release will feature a special cut just for the Trek fans, mm-hmm. with 3 hours of extra footage in which characters stand around debating the merits of saving the Andorian ambassador from the surface of Silex IV, until you just wish everyone was dead.
Well, that should be some consolation. Thanks, Bree.
Thanks, Glenn.
Earlier today, Paramount released this statement to ease fans' concerns. We stand behind this film and firmly believe that in a few years it will seem just as dated and cornball as previous Star Trek films. Moving on now, an elderly black woman is still following President Obama around and shedding a single tear whenever he does anything.
You are second in command. This will be a dangerous hunt. Either one of us, together.
By himself.
Keep going.
Mr. Scott has far more knowledge of reactors than I do. You're aware of that.
You are second in command. Either one of us. What did you say?
Keep rolling.
You are second in command. This hunt will be dangerous.
By himself.
You are aware of that.
You're aware of that.
Shh. Once again. Quiet. Go.
Mr. Scott has far more knowledge of reactors than I do. You're aware of that.
Mr. Spock, you are second in command. This will be a dangerous hunt. Either one of us, by himself, is expendable.
Ah, shit, man. I just blew it.
There are approximately 100 of us engaged in this search against one creature. The odds against you and I both being killed are 2,286.7.
2-1.
You. Whatever, please.
It was going badly anyway, was it?
Team up with the Enterprise security personnel. They're better armed than you are.
She packed my bags. Last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m.
And I'm going to be high. As a kite by then. Oh, I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. Touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home.
Oh, no,
no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all this science, I don't understand. It's just a job. 5 days a week. Rocket man. And I think it's going to be a long, long time till touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man burning out his fuse out here. Hello. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, oh, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be long, long time.
Well, that concludes the William Shatner portion of this week's Can't Stop the Music, Outside of Royalty. That was William Shatner from the Rocket Man video. I would encourage you to, if you haven't seen it, with his three personas, all kind of, one's the Frank Sinatra, one's the Rocket Man, and one's the Rock It Man persona. I do encourage you to check out my post. Also, I've got a little post there from the Shatner Project where Mr. Shatner himself discusses his feelings about that historic performance. It's 10:29. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music.
1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison is the kind of thing you're not supposed to touch. Old prescriptions, cleaning stuff for spider bites and such. If you swallowed something bad or think you took too much, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're the people you can trust.
For poison emergencies or just questions, the Poison Control Center hotline is here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. We hope you never need us, but keep our number by the phone.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Well, that was an actual PSA, and I hope you remember that phone number and that jingle, because it is useful. You never know. You may ingest something and regret it. We're going to use this last half hour of Can't Stop the Music to look at modern art. I was teaching art for 3 weeks up in the Black Mountains, and that gave me what to think about. It was really a divine experience, and most of the hang-ups of modern art were not apparent, but there was a lot of really good food. So I'm going to start out with Laurie Anderson with a really old piece, New York Social Life.
Well, I was lying in bed one morning, trying to think of a really good reason to get up, and the phone rang, and it was Gary, and she said,
"Hey, hi, how are you? What's going on? How's your work going?"
"Oh, fine, you know, just waking up, but it's fine. It's going okay. How's yours?"
"Oh, a lot of work, you know, I'm trying to make some money, too. Listen, I got to get back to it. Just thought I'd call to see how you are."
I say, "Yeah, you know, we really should get together next week, you know, have lunch and talk." And then she says,
"Yeah, I'll be in touch. Okay."
"Okay.
Listen, take care.
Take it easy.
See you soon.
Bye-bye."
"Bye now."
And I get up, and the phone rings again, and it's a man from Cleveland, and he says,
"Hey, hi. How are you? Listen, I'm doing a performance series, and I'd like you to do something in it. You know, you could make a little money. I don't know how I feel about your work, you know. It's not really my style, kind of trite. But listen, it's just my opinion. Don't take it personally. So listen, I'll be in town next week. I gotta go now, but I'll give you a call. We'll have lunch. We can discuss a few things."
I hang up, and it rings again, and I don't answer it. And I go out for a walk, and I drop in at the gallery, and I say, "Hey, hi, how are you? Fine, you know, how's your work going? Okay, you know, it's just not like it was in the 60s. Those were the days. There's just no money around now. You know, survive, produce, stick it out. It's a jungle out there, so just keep working." And the phone rings, and she says, "Oh, excuse me, will you?
Well, hi, how are you? How's your work?
Good.
Uh-huh. Well, stick it out. It's not the 60s, you know. Listen, I gotta go now. Yeah, lunch would be great. Next week? Yeah, great. Very busy now, but next week could be fine. Okay, bye now."
And I go to Magoo's for a bite, and I see Frank. And I go over to his table, and I say, "Hey, Frank. Hi. How are you? How's your work?" "Good. Okay, yeah, mine's okay, too. You know, I'm broke, you know, but working. Listen, I gotta go. Okay, listen, we should really get together. Why don't you drop by sometime?" "Yeah, that'd be great. Listen, take care. Take it easy. I'll see you. I'll call you. Bye-bye. Bye now." And I go to a party, and everyone's sitting around wearing these party hats, and it's really awkward, and no one can think of anything to say. So we all move around fast. And it's, "Hi, how are you? Hey, listen, where have you been? Nice to see you. Sorry I didn't make your performance last week. Listen, we should really get together next week. You know, I'll call you. I'll see you. Okay, bye-bye." And I go home, and the phone rings, and it's Alan, and he says,
"Hey, hi. Listen, I'm going to have a show on cable TV, and it's going to be about loneliness. You know, people in the city who, for whatever sociological, psychological, philosophical reasons, just can't seem to communicate. You know, the gap. The gap. You know, it'll be a talk show and people will phone in, but we will say at the beginning of each program, listen, don't call in with your personal problems, because we don't want to hear them."
And I'm going to sleep, and it rings again, and it's Mary, and she says,
"Hey, Lori, hi, how are you? Listen, just called to say hi, and don't worry, listen, just keep working. I gotta go now. I know it's late, but we should really get together next week. And listen, Lori, if you want to talk, I'll leave my answering machine on, and just give me a ring anytime."
She's
she's been given to fits of depression. She bit all her nails to the quick. Now she's throwing things at the ceiling just to see something stick. I like to picture her on crutches. She says I broke more than her heart. That's what I miss the most about her. She turns suffering into art. Long distance calls until morning, eating ravioli from a can. Her father counts the dangerous signs, keeps a tally on his hands. And if ever my name gets mentioned, she'll say I was insufferable from the start. And that's probably why we lasted so long. She turned suffering into art. Now I'm not trying to be crass, I'm not trying to be cruel, but where you see talent, give talent its due. All of the pain and the sad confrontation just seem to give the girl inspiration. At the drugstore will make a delivery, and the boy he will know the address by rote. Her prescription then fill, she will still come up empty. She's a leaky bucket on a sinking boat. Maybe I'll never love no one better, still it was best that we should part. Either hold on tight or you just let go when suffering turns to art. A truckload of art from New York City was hauling a weighty load. The driver was singing, the sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and it rolled off the road. Yeah, the truckload of art, it's burning near the highway. Precious objects are scattered all over the ground. It's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. Sailing high in the sky, landing in the cold lap of the Lord, who smiled and then said, son, you're better off dead than hauling a truckload full of hot avocado. Yeah, the truckload of art, it's burning by the highway. Precious objects are scattered all over the ground. It's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. Smoke could be seen for miles all around, but nobody knows what it means. Yeah, the truckload of art, it's burning near the highway, and a chop chop for the highway patrol.
yards in a hole. What the critics have cheered is now shattered and queer, and their noble refuse have been stewed on the road. Yeah, the truckload of art, it's burning near the highway. Precious objects are scattered all over the ground. It's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody.
Shoot, Monty.
Why, what's he done?
My sense of beauty is undestroyed. How about yourself, Winterbot?
Well, looking at you, Mr. Murgatroyd, what sort of hope have I got?
Oh, the life of an artist's a sad one. Unless they're successful, poor blighters.
I'd take off my hat if I had one. To painters and sculptors and writers.
Yes, isn't it perfectly marvelous that people can write stuff and paint?
And sculpt and all that?
Just knocks me flat.
I wish I were clever.
You ain't? Of course we're proud of the Navy and Army. In history they play a big part. But believe us or not, we're just balmy. Art, 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 art. Why didn't you turn up yesterday at the Tate Gallery?
I went to the National.
Who won? Seriously, don't you like picture galleries?
No, too far away from the screen. I prefer stalls. As a matter of fact, I've just bought a landscape.
How many acres?
6 in the top row. I'm going to the dentist tomorrow.
Having guests?
No, I'm going in the daytime. I'm glad you're interested in paintings. Do you like sergeants?
I prefer officers. I'm rather a snob.
How about Holbeins?
Half's enough for me.
I picked a lovely bargain at Rembrandt's sale the other day.
What was it called?
Lot 22.
Oh, that's an awful lot. What's the subject?
A nude figure doing her hair.
Oh, what's the brushwork like?
I'm combing to that later. I don't know who painted it.
Wasn't it written on the bottom?
Definitely not. Are you keen on things in oils?
Yes, sardines. I like watercolors. What do you think of this miniature?
Watercolor. The crimson of that sunrise.
It's a sunset.
Well, I'm only 12 hours out. How do you know the difference, anyway?
If I hold it in the east, it's dawn. If I hold it in the west, vice versa. It's a turner, you see.
I've got a cousin who's a doctor. He paints, too.
Oh, what?
Floats with iodine.
Oh, he mixes his paint on the palette.
Easily.
Do you paint yourself?
No, this is sunburn. Do you?
I started painting our bathroom the other day.
Did you finish it?
Yes, once I start painting, I stick to it.
So do all the flies, I suppose.
Do you like sculpture?
Well, I was out on the bust last night. You know, there's something very low in this modern sculpture.
Usually the pedestal. I must admit I prefer the old stuff. Look at Venus.
Oh, she's quite harmless. Then there's that boy throwing the discus.
Oh, don't let's discuss that. I love those enormous statues, hewn out of granite.
Carved out of stone.
Modelled out of clay.
Hacked out of chalk.
Made out of acid.
Father out of sight.
Mother out of sort.
Sister out of mind.
Brother out of bounds.
Gags out of book.
Us out of work.
Enough. Of course, when I can afford it, I'm going to, I'm going in for alabasters.
I beg your pardon?
I said alabasters.
Oh, I'm going in for marbles.
Well, what's the matter with a game of shove-ha'penny?
Obviously, you have no appreciation of art or literature.
I've read Dickens.
Great Scott.
Yes, and him too. Have you read Hans Andersen?
They're white, and why call me Anderson? Read Arnold Bennett?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Matty Coretti?
No, I married a Miss Smith. Of course, on a train journey, I like light literature.
Such as?
Well, inscriptions on matchboxes.
Yes. Isn't it perfectly marvelous that people can write stuff and paint and sculpt and all that? It just knocks us flat. We wish we were clever. We ain't. Cause we're proud of the Navy and Army. In history they play a big part, but believe it or not, we're just balmy on art, 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 on art, art, art.
Do you like reading in bed, Murgatroyd?
Yes, and my wife turns over. Very funny.
Well, you know, art is a state of mind, and that is Tommy Handley and Ronald Frankow with a vintage radio comedy routine, Art. Before that, Cracker, Truckload of Art, Milo Binder for my friend Michael, suffering into art. And Laurie Anderson started out with New York Social Life. We're going to continue along this theme with Greg Percy, Pop Andy. And I can see that mixtape, and DJ Ricky is moving on in. So we're going to fill up our time, fill your ears, and turn you over to the good hands.
Natural talent, boy, you draw great. He made greeting cards, album covers and such, but it didn't make him famous, thank you very much. A friend said, Andy, make things you see every day. It became pop art as we know it today. You got one soup can, you need more. You got two soup cans lined up in a store. You got three soup cans, tomato in a row. 4, 5, 6, pop art's the way to go. He made a movie of a man asleep for 6 hours. On weather map he drew all of the rain and all the showers. They said what he made, they really were attracted. A bit bizarre because of the way he acted. A friend said, Andy, make things you see every day. It became pop art as we know it today. You got one Marilyn, the big movie star. You got two Marilyns, they said she'd go far. You got three Marilyns, pictures in a row. 4, 5, 6, pop art's the way to go.
Listen up, and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. And everyone and friends and family go get a job? Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? And we don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. We think you have a problem, and this problem's made you ill.
Oh, distraction that reminds me of my old Greek boyfriend, the Al Pacino lookalike I called my soul gigolo, who broke my heart in 100 places and caused my nervous breakdown that resulted in an unsuccessful suicide attempt involving 42 phenobarbital, where I slept for 2 days and woke up and luckily lived long enough to reach my sexual peak. I wonder whatever happened to him.
It's not velvet, got no Elvis, got no cute little bears. It's not glistening, easy listening, let the buyer beware. It's great art. Great art. Got some kind of message to impart. Great art. I've had froufrou up the wazoo, I've had sweets by the gross, I've been heartwarmed to submission, baby, I need a dose of great art. Great art. Give me fewer hearts and more heart. Great art.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Well, you can't cash it, you can't flash it, it won't bring the bacon home, it won't pamper you or stamp or qualify you for a loan. It's just great art. Great art. If you wonder what's the use, ask Jean-Paul Sartre. Great art.
Well, I hope I've improved your spirit, educated, informed, broadened your horizon. I am Peace One. You've been listening to Can't Stop the Music. It is 10:58. We ended up with Howard Krantz and with Jim Feldman with a discussion of great art. Before that, Bong Water with Obscene and Pornographic Art, and Ward, Story of an Artist, and Greg Percy, Pop Andy. I'm going to leave you in DJ Ricky's capable hands. He has his special assistant here ready to roll with him. And I'm going to end up with Art Brute with Modern Art, and that should clear the decks, but no melodious tunes will be following. So just hold on to your chairs and tune in next week for more Can't Stop the Music. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
I put my head down and I run out!